Every day, millions of people around the world go to the search engine Google to look for information. When they're sick, they frequently look for information about their illnesses. Now, Google says those searches can help predict when flu epidemics are occurring, maybe even sooner than public health officials find out using traditional data gathering. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, keeps track of how many people have the flu every year.
They run a surveillance system which talks to doctors across the country every week and asks them what percentage of their patients that they've seen have symptoms of the flu. And they combine all this data and they're able to survey the flu this way.
Google software engineer Jeremy Ginsberg says they noticed that during flu season, searches about the flu and its symptoms increased sharply. So he compared 5 years of Google's data with 5 years of the CDC's.
And we compared this week by week, region by region, and we found that there are some themes which occur whenever flu season is popular, and we can effectively, by counting and measuring how relatively popular these themes are, we can make accurate estimates of how much flu there is in every state across the U.S.
Not only did the Google data match that of the CDC's, but it tracked flu trends in a more timely manner.
It takes about a week or two for all the doctor reports to trickle in, and so by the time they're collected, it's another week or two has passed. So because we make our data available so quickly, we were able to detect the start of flu season 1 to 2 weeks before the CDC's own data.
Using this concept, Ginsberg and his coworkers created an application called Google Flu Trends. At google.org/flutrends, Americans can see whether many people in their communities are searching for information about the flu and whether influenza has come to town. Ginsberg says Google plans to gather more data for a year or two and then expand the application to help predict flu trends in other countries, too. I'm Rose Hoban.